Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it, OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, altogether better, Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg, you better call Dave's, Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall, and by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Well, glad to have you here with us tonight. Just underway, the Streaks and Peoria Christian. And the Streaks won the tip. Casey Williams under the basket got fouled, goes to the free throw line, and she hits the first shot of the basketball game. First free throw, Streaks lead 1-0. 7:46 to play here in the first quarter. The foul went against Peoria Christian's Megan Alm. As Casey hits both of them, Streaks lead 2-0.
Good start for the Streaks. They went right inside, saw the backside of the zone was wide open, and they went after and attacked. A nice pass from Lexi all the way down to Casey on the baseline.
This is Alm with the basketball. Back out high. It goes to Jordan Myroth. The coach's daughter dribbles right, goes to the right baseline to Madison Fisher. Back to Myroth. Brings it out high right side. Swings it to the left wing to Alm. Alm back to Myroth between the circles. Streaks in a man-to-man defense. Right wing it goes to Fisher. Fisher down on the block to Myroth. Turns against Raina Gully. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Shaylee Foreen. Outlet to Raina Gully. Now it's Casey Williams on the left wing. Lost the handle on it. Picks it up. Gets to Raina out high left side. Back to Casey on the left wing. Back to Raina out high left side. Now Shaylee out between the circles. Right wing, Lexi Daniels. To Sabrina Clay over the top. Ball got knocked away. Sabrina got it back. Leans in. Five-footer's no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it on the floor. Back up. Too strong. Gets her own rebound left side. Man, the mistake she made both times was putting it on the floor. And she didn't pay for it the first time, second time she did. But she did draw the foul. And it is going to go against, I believe, CeCe Riley.
Well, the other thing is she didn't use the backboard any of the times either. And that kind of caused her some issues as well is, you know, once you put it, not only putting it on the floor slows you down, but when you don't use the backboard, you have to be perfect when you put it up.
And it comes Lexi Daniels. Three-pointer left wing is good. Lexi with the first basket of the ball game. Streaks lead 5-0. They'll come out with full-court pressure, broken easily by the Chargers from Peoria Christian. This is Myroth with it. Dribbles right, bumped by Raina Gully. Switches directions, puts up a 15-footer up and bounced high and fell through.
Yeah, I was surprised that one fell in. Yeah. She kind of did like an overhead pass at the rim, and it went down and in.
Streaks tried to dump it into to Sabrina again. It gets knocked away. Sabrina picks it up, kicks out to Casey Williams. Left side drives, puts it up with left hand, can't hit. And the rebound's going to go off of Sabrina Clay last. And the Streaks are kind of trying to force it into Sabrina. They're kind of doubling down on her. They're trying to throw it over the top when they've got somebody open on the opposite side.
Well, and the good thing, though, is it was a nice little move by Casey getting down there once she realized that they were overplaying that. Because you're right, they were kind of sinking in, trying to double-team Sabrina. What the Streaks may want to think about doing is getting Shaylee down in the post, too, because I'm guessing that the game plan calls for them to double whichever one gets the ball in the post.
Jody Mahasi in for Peoria Christian. Also Tia Johnson out top of the key. This is Madison Fisher. Gives to Jordan Myroth. Swing it over right wing to Mahasi. Now back out high. This is Johnson. Mahasi to Johnson on the give and go. Leans in. Lays it up short. Got her own rebound. Gets tied up by Sabrina Clay. And the possession arrow points toward Peoria Christian. So we've got 5:48 to play here in quarter number one. Streaks lead 5-2. Of course, immediately following this game, it'll be Galesburg High boys basketball action as the boys will take on Pekin. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have that action for you. Ball knocked away. Running it down is Fisher. Rather, that was Riley. Now this is Myroth. Swings it over to Fisher. She'll fire the three. Bounces off. No good. Rebound off the hands of Sabrina Clay. It's going to go. Oh. I thought it was going to go to the Streaks. I thought it was Tia Johnson knocked it out. They're going to say it went off of Sabrina Clay last.
Interesting look right there from the Chargers. They had all five, almost a shell drill around the exterior of the three-point line.
Oh, Streaks fell asleep on the inbound. Wide open under the basket with Jody Mahasi. She lays it up and in and make it 5-4 Streaks. Left wing, Casey Williams. Between the circles, Shaylee Florine. Swing it right wing to Lexi Daniels. Back between the circles, it is Raina Gelly. Left baseline, Casey Williams. She'll fire the three. Bounces off strong. Bounce again. And the rebound tipped out by, I believe it was Sabrina tipped out. Raina Gelly runs it down. Muscles one up off the glass. Can't hit, but she gets hammered. I don't know how the heck she even got that shot off because she was still on her back foot when they fouled her. She was still able to muscle the ball up. Couldn't hit, but going to the free throw line will be Raina Gelly.
I believe that's going to go against Jody Mahasi, her first and the team's third.
5:09 to play, first quarter. First free throw for Raina. Misses that one. Boy, she struggled from the line the other night up at Alleman. She was just 1-for-4. Had 13 points, so played a pretty good basketball game all around, especially controlling the basketball, controlling the tempo in that fourth quarter for the Streak. Second shot is up, and that one is good. Streak's lead 6-4, 5:09 to play here in quarter number one. On the dribble, this is Fisher, cut off by Raina Gelly and Casey Williams. Out to Myroth, down to the right baseline, it is Mahasi. Ball gets knocked away, Casey Williams comes up with it, gives to Shaylee, now it's Raina. Raina Gelly on the run, left side. Pulls back out, gives wide open down the left block to Sabrina Clay, up with a left hand and good.
Well, now both teams have fallen asleep on an easy layup. As right there, Sabrina's the beneficiary. Nobody was within probably 5 to 8 feet of her, and she easily puts that one up and in, Streaks with an 8-4 lead.
Peoria Christian broke the press easily there. It's just a matter of they're getting the ball in the inbounds quickly and a couple of passes to get it across midcourt. This is Mahasi in the center. Circle out high right side. It goes to Johnson. Johnson holding on. Top of the key, it goes to Riley. Now to Myroth. Posted up at the top of the, or out high of the high post. Missed a hook shot looking for a foul, and the official says no. Second shot missed. Rebound tipped out. Casey Williams runs it down and actually saves it back in bounds to Lexi Daniels. Now it's Raina Gelly. Raina left of the center circle. Gets it across. Left wing. Swings it to Lexi Daniels, right wing. Now down on the right block, Sabrina Clay spins in and gets hammered. No call. Rebound comes down to Tia Johnson.
Well, right there, Sabrina's just got to be a little bit more assertive. She looked a little hesitant. She turned around and looked to see where everybody was. She's got to go right into her post move. She should know where the defense is already. If they're playing off her, let's go around, turn around, take that little jump shot. If they're playing on her, then she wants to look for that drop step.
Knocked away by Sabrina Clay, goes out of bounds. And I think, like you said, she needs to know where that defender is when she gets posed up. There wasn't a defender there until she turned and faced up.
Right. And right there, it looked like after the ball went out of bounds, Jordan Myroth had some words with the official down on the baseline, Jim Cale. And no repercussions just yet, but that might be something to watch later in the game.
Three no good by Fisher. Rebound run down. This is Myroth with a three no good. Sabrina Clay with a rebound for the Streaks. The first rebound was by Megan Alm. Now Sabrina Clay hands off to Kaylin Boyson in for the Streaks. Down the left block, Sammy Thompson also in. Swings it to Lexi Daniels on the right wing. She'll bring it back out. Gives to Kaylin right of the center circle. 3:17 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 8-4. Right wing, it is Lexi Daniels. Pretty good spread out zone here. A 2-3 zone by Peoria Christian. Streaks got away with a bad pass that time.
They do, but the Streaks have to attack the middle of the zone. They haven't done that yet. Finally, Sammy Thompson goes to the high post.
Now Sabrina down the left block, goes a lot of contact, no call. Rebound comes down, goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. The thing I like, they're actually letting them play under the basket as long as they're consistent with it, and it goes this way in the second half, too.
Because exactly.
there's been some bumping on the other, and they let go and let that one go, too. So I'm okay with it as long as it's consistent.
Well, and right there, Sabrina's got to recognize that, and what the Streaks need to do is bring somebody to the weak side block when she gets the ball up there.
Raina Gelly. Left wing, drives in, the runner up off the glass, and good. Nice move by Raina, just what you talked about, Eric, attacking the zone and getting to the middle, getting into the seams.
Yeah, and that's exactly where you exploit that 2-3, and if the Streaks kind of play a shell drill where they just kind of stand around outside, they're not going to get anything. But if you can collapse the zone, you can get those driving kicks.
Myroth with the runner, no good.
Or the open look inside like Raina did right there, and Raina comes down with the rebound off the Myroth myth.
Raina, nice thought. She tried to get it down on the right block to Sabrina Clay, and I don't think it was on purpose. It just happened to bounce off the foot of, I think it was Madison Fisher under the basket. Streaks get it back under their own basket on the left side. Casey Williams back in. She'll replace Lexi Daniels. So it is Raina Gelly, Kaylin Boyston, Sammy Thompson, Casey Williams, and Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. 2:23 to play first quarter. Galesburg leading 10-4. And it comes to Kaylin Boyston, top of the key, dribbles right, swing it over to Casey Williams, left wing, left baseline to Raina. Raina puts on the floor, kicks back out to Casey out high left side. Now Kaylin in the center circle. High post, Sabrina Clay kicks back out to Raina. Left wing, drives left baseline, kicks back out to, I think it was intended for Kaylin, but Sabrina Clay intercepted it. Now it's Casey Williams. Now Kaylin with it. Swing it left side. Dangerous pass again. And Reyna able to control it. Gets to Sammy. Drives in left side. Can't hit, but she's fouled. That one you got to call because they were all over her arm that time.
They're calling Sammy with the push off.
On the shot?
Yeah, I guess what he's saying is that she used her off arm to push off and create the space.
Huh, but the whistle blew as she was going up for the shot. That's my only question about it, which, you know, she may have pushed off ahead of time, but the whistle blew as she was going up for the shot. So Sammy Thompson picks up the foul. In fact, that is the first team foul on the Streaks. 1:57 to play first quarter. Galesburg leading 10-4. In for Peoria Christian.
Streaks had six players on the floor. Oh, gosh. Sabrina just got off in time.
Saley Florine replaced her. Now a push on Kaylin Boydston.
I was very confused because the Streaks had a diamond press up in the front court, but in the back court they had two players, and I was like, somebody's not supposed to be on the floor right now.
Actually, Randa Gully got that call. That's her first second team foul on the Streaks. Hannah Quichow back in for Peoria Christian. This is Johnson with it on the right wing, out high right side to Fisher. Underneath, pass intercepted by Shayla Foreen. Gives to Reyna. Down court it goes to Casey Williams. Drives right baseline, spins, leans up, scoops a shot up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Fisher. And a carry there they missed. And Myroff gets it down to Johnson. Now right corner, this is Quichow. Fires from on top of the three-point arc. It's short. Shaley with a rebound. Outlet to Kaylin Boydston. And Kaylin just lost it off the bat. I don't know if it went off of her own foot or it might have gone off the off of Shaley's heel as she was starting to run the court. But the Streaks with an unforced turnover there.
Well, and that's a tough one just because, you know, it wasn't necessarily Kaylin being reckless. Just sometimes things like that happen, and it just looks bad when you're the only two people back in the backcourt and you guys can't get the ball up the floor.
Streaks lead 10-4, 1:22 to play. Inbound to Mahasi. Missed the shot. It might have been partially blocked by Sammy Thompson. Reyna Gully with a rebound. Right wing, this is Casey Williams. Hesitated, now fires a three. Missed it hard. And a rebound to Shaley. Leans in left side, up off the glass. Got it.
Great job right there by Shaley to get position and then take it strong after she did. Didn't put the ball on the floor, just kept it high and went right to the rim.
12-4 Streaks, under a minute to play, first quarter. Left wing, this is Fisher for Peoria Christian. Top of the key now, it goes to Ulm. Now Mahasi. Mahasi gives to Johnson, left wing to Fisher. Fisher working against Sammy Thompson. Drives toward the baseline, picks up, gives to Mahasi. Now it's out to Myroth. Myroth penetrates, the runner is up, and it's short. And the rebound comes down to Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin on the run right side. Kicks it to Reyna Gully, left wing. Fake the three, drives in, stops. Oh, nice bounce pass to Casey Williams up off the glass and in.
Wow.
I even lost my pen on that one.
The vision of Reyna Gully to see Casey wide open through the defense. She pulled up as if she was going to take the short little floater. And right when she did, the defense collapsed on her. She dropped it down to Casey for the easy two.
Make it 14-4 Streaks. 10-footer right wing. May have been partially blocked by Fisher. Rebound Kaylin Boydston. Now it's Reyna with 3 seconds to play. Fires a three. No, but she got fouled on it at the buzzer. Reyna Gully's going to get three shots, and Coach Greg Myros is pointing at the clock and looking at his player like, are you kidding me? The time was running out. There was no need to just let her shoot the ball because she was a good probably 3 or 4 steps behind the three-point arc.
Yeah, she was obviously just launching because she knew what the time was on the clock. So a nice job by Reyna, and then to draw the foul. Unfortunately, her free throw struggles continue. And honestly, Tom, these are probably the hardest free throws to shoot because you're the only one on the floor.
Right.
Everybody else is at the benches.
Boy, missed the second. And now she's frustrated, too.
Yeah, well, now she's
been
visibly
a really good
showing
shooter.
It, too. So you know it's really getting to her.
Serena with her attempt at the third. And, too strong of that one off the back iron. We have played one quarter of basketball. Good one for the Streaks. It is Galesburg 14, Peoria Christian 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it sizzles and crackles and comes from the kitchen, it's breakfast. If the aroma wakes you up, it's breakfast. If it yanks you out of bed and says, carpe this DM, it's breakfast. Have breakfast for breakfast. Fresh made from our kitchen. The one and only Egg McMuffin. Only from McDonald's. And only 300 calories. Goes perfect with a fresh brewed cup of McCafe coffee. So what are you having for breakfast? At participating McDonald's.
In a season of falling temperatures and rising energy bills, your local Bryant professional stands ready to defend your home's comfort. Because when the temperature falls, Bryant turns up the heat efficiently.
Call Zach Johnson and Randy Trago at Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical, serving Knox, Warren, Henderson counties, and beyond at 309-734-PIPE. Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical.
Bryant.
whatever it takes.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks lead 14-4 after one quarter. Peoria Christian with a basketball to start the second quarter. Silver Streak basketball here on WGIL, WGIL.com, and TuneIn Radio. Tom Arrows along with Eric Gibson. Eric Hansen, our studio engineer tonight. This is Myroth. Goes right corner, and Fisher just loses the ball. And the Streaks get it back on the unforced turnover by Peoria Christian. I mean, Fisher just took her eye off that one, just lost it out of bounds. So the Streaks get it back on the turnover with 7:47 to play here in the first half. This is Lexi Daniels out near the center circle, out high right side. Kaylin Boydson, backdoor pass to Casey Williams, lays it up, got herself too far under, missed it. Rebound to Madison Ross, who's in, gives to Lexi Daniels, can't hit. Madison Ross for two, can't hit it. And what are we going to call over the back on Sabrina Clay or Madison Ross? One of the two. Goes against Madison Ross. Streaks had a couple of good cracks at it there. Casey was a little bit too far under the basket. Madison just and Lexi Daniels both just came up a little bit short on it.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, too, because, you know, you get that ball, you keep it active down there, and then just to get called for that foul, it's always tough.
That is the first foul on Madison Ross and the third team foul on the Streaks. This is Ulm with it on the left wing. Now gets to Myroth out left of the center. So out high right side. It goes to Fisher working against Sabrina Clay. Casey Williams, Kaylin Boydson, Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels, and Madison Ross for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Out high, this is Johnson with it, working against Lexi Daniels. She'll dribble right, goes to the right baseline to Fisher, working against Sabrina Clay. Fisher looks over the defense, and Coach Myroth said that they were going to have to be methodical to have a chance in this ball game, and they're being just that. Now that pass gets... Nope, the Streaks didn't throw it.
Yeah, no, it looked like there was just some confusion between Fisher and Myroth, as Myroth and... was down on the post. Fisher tried to entry feed it, and it just kind of went out of bounds. I think Myroth is trying to say that it was tipped, but there was nobody around that ball.
Yeah,
I just don't think she saw it.
Yeah, both the officials looked at each other thinking, okay, I don't think it was tipped. Did you see that? And apparently it was not. Shaylee Foreen back into the Streaks lineup as she replaces, Madison Ross. Raina Gully back in, replacing Kaylin Boydson. Spread out 2-3 zone, and... Reyna's pass is knocked away, and coming up with it is Myroth. Myroth down the right side, cut off by Casey Williams, pulls up with a 10-footer, no good. That wasn't a good shot for as far down as she could have gotten, but the rebound put back up and good by Tia Johnson. They get 14-6 Streaks. Lexi Daniels, right baseline, looking for help, has it stolen away. Stolen by Mahasi. Hands off to Myroth.
Well, it just seems like the Streaks have had several opportunities where you thought they could just kind of break this one open, and they just haven't done it yet.
Myroth, the left-handed runner, is no good. Rebound to Raina Gully for the Streaks. Raina on the run, down the right side. Picks up on the wing. Looks for help. Kicks out to Lexi Daniels right of the center circle. This zone is bothering the Streaks a little bit. I mean, they're just kind of lackadaisical with some of the passes, but when they penetrated, like you said, Eric, and penetrated those seams, they've been successful, but a lot of the over-the-top passing isn't working.
Well, I personally think that you want to see Raina kind of take this one inside a couple times.
And a nice entry feed that time from Casey Williams to Shaylee. She can't hit the shot, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line. Foul goes against Jody Mahasi. That is her second. And
you know,
Shaylee Florine goes to the free throw line with two.
The plus, Tom, is that if you have Raina kind of collapse on those scenes, you're going to get that weak side pass. The only concern is with her height, you don't want her to get kind of trapped in there. And that has the possibility, but she's such a good ball handler.
Coming up at halftime, we're going to get a chance to chat with a new Hall of Famer. I don't think this is the first time she's gone in, though. On a couple of teams that went in today, she was Shannon Williams when she played for the Streaks. Now Shannon Salmon, and she'll join us at halftime to talk about being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Streaks with the steal after Shaylee Florine hit the second free throw. Casey Williams drives in, puts it up, bump, no call. Gets her own rebound after it got tipped out, I think, by Sabrina Clay. Now Raina Gully, top of the key. Looks over the defense, right wing to Lexi Daniels. Gets a download to Shaylee. She lost a handle on it, and it's picked up by Ulm for Peoria Christian. 15-6, Galesburg leads, 5:10 to play here in the second quarter.
Both teams now with five turnovers apiece.
Streaks boys basketball coming up next here on WGIL and WGIL.com as they'll take on the Pekin Dragons. This is Myroth, somewhat of a hook shot. Missed it, gets her own rebound, and her pass tipped away and stolen by Sabrina Clay. Myroth made a nice move, just wasn't a real good shot at the end of it.
Well, she seems to obviously be the focal point of their offense. She's already taken 9 shots in the game.
Nice feed from, I think, Sabrina to Shaylee. Can't hit the shot, but she gets fouled. Shaylee goes back to the free throw line. And the foul goes against, I think it was Megan Ulm. That'll be her second. And that is the sixth team foul now on Peoria Christian. Shaley back to the free throw line. Two more shots. She's got 3 points on the night. And make it four as she hits the first. 16-6, Streaks lead. 4:46 to play first half.
Coming back in the game is Kichow in for Myroth.
Second shot up, and that is good as well for Shaley. She's got five. Make it 17-6, Streaks. One of these teams you don't want to let hang around. And at this point, they're just kind of hanging around. You feel like the Streaks are just a run away from blowing them out, but it's a team that's not going to quit on you, that's for sure. We saw them give Alleman a really, really tough game earlier in this tournament. They're 3-2 on the season. Quichow with it out right of the center circle. Gives out high left side to Alm. On the run, it goes to Fisher, and she's fouled by Raina. Raina was kind of a half-hearted attempt at the steal. Hadn't made up her mind and did a little bit too late, and Raina picks up the foul. That is her second now.
Yeah, and I think it was one of those situations where she thought the ball was going to come free, and then the player ran in front of her. So not a good situation, though. You don't want Raina getting too many fouls, and now she gets the steal on the inbound.
Yeah, you can make up for it quickly. Raina does just that, drives in right side, and a blocking foul is going to go against Quichow.
Does she get the shot?
I don't know what they're going to call.
That's what they're discussing now. Is it on the ground or is it shooting?
Dang, he counted it. What a headsy play by Raina Gully. She drew the contact and immediately went up with that shot. You see that a lot in the NBA. Sometimes in college, it's rare you see that, boys or girls in high school. Somebody has the presence of mind to go up with that shot when they know they're taking contact. So it's good. And Raina Gully completes the three-point play and make a 20-6 Streaks as she's replaced by Kaylin Boyce and also Sammy Thompson in, replacing Shaley Florine. 4:18 to play first half. Streaks with a lead.
Obviously goes without saying, but the biggest lead of the game for the Silver Streaks.
Quichow picks up the foul, by the way. Full court pressure. Fisher breaks a 3-on-1 break. Gets underneath to Ulm. She nearly lost it and missed the shot badly. Rebound, Casey Williams tied up. Travel called on CeCe Riley. I thought Casey had her tied up, but as Riley ripped it away, they said she picked up the pivot foot. Well, the coach said this is a young team. We have no heights or years listed on any of the players here. We just know they're young.
Yeah, but it's a team that's supposed to compete or contend in 1A. And one of the things that was written about them in the Peoria Journal Star is that Myroth, Fisher, and Ulm all came back, and now they're looking at being one of the more dominant 1A teams in the area.
So Lexi Daniels got it down on the low block on the right side to Sabrina Clay. She couldn't hit the shot, but she got fouled by Madison Fisher. That's her first. And Sabrina Clay goes to the free throw line with two shots, and that's the eighth team foul now on Peoria Christian, excuse me, with a 3:55 to play. Notre Dame just played the game prior to that on the boys' side. 20-6 Streaks, 3:55 to play in the half. Sabrina missed the first. Second one is up and good. That is 3 points for Sabrina Clay. Make it 21-6 Streaks. They've got Myroth trapped up, and she carried it.
Nope.
Ooh, a pushkin is going to be called. Wow.
And I think it was probably a good call. It looked like it was Lexi Daniels got some hands on the back of Myroth. She was running by her, and I think she just kind of, got the hand check call. So
3:52 to play. Myroth in the backcourt on the dribble, working against Kaylin Boydston. Pretty much a right-hander. He always goes right. Ball knocked away by Kaylin. And now it's going to go out of bounds.
Ball.
Oh, no, they're going to say it hit Casey last.
Oh.
I thought it was either Quichow or Myroth. I thought they touched it laying out of bounds, but they say Casey hit it last before it hit the sideline, so Peoria Christian gets it back.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that call because I thought, if anything, that Casey had the clean steal at the back end of it.
Right wing, this is Fisher with it, working against Sabrina Clay. 3:36 to play in the half. Dribbles left, penetrates, kicks to Riley. 12-footer's up and no good. Gets her own rebound, a walk, no call. Gets it out to Myroth, top of the key. Down on the low block, Johnson lost a handle on it. Gets it back, looking for help, trapped up. And 3-second call, nice call. It's only, second time we've seen that call this season?
Second time all season.
Jim Cahill with it on the call, and the Streaks get it back. 3:22 to play here in the first half, with the Streaks leading 21-6. Things a little bit behind here tonight. We had two games ago went to overtime between Rantoul and Limestone, the boys, as Kaylin Boyson finally actually got it underneath to Casey Williams. I thought it had gotten stolen by Fisher, but it went off her hands. Casey able to bring it down, couldn't put the shot in, but she gets fouled, and it is going to go against, Myroth, I believe.
Yep, Myroth. That's her first.
So Casey Williams back to the free throw line. She's got two more shots, 4 points on the ball game with Casey. Now make it five. as the Streaks increase their lead to 22-6, 3:10 to play here in the first half. Madison Ross will check back in. She'll replace Sabrina Clay. Raina Gully back in to replace Kaylin Boydson. And Shaylee Florine will come in, and she'll replace Lexi Daniels. So a little bit bigger team on the floor for the Streaks.
Yeah, not a combo we've seen very often, because I'm assuming that Casey's going to play the two and Sammy's going to play the three, or vice versa.
Casey 4-for-4 from the line now. She's got six, make it 23-6 Streaks. Myroth under dribble out high right side against Raina Gully. Dribbles left, stops at the free throw line. Now goes past it, kicks out to Quichow. Now top of the key goes to Fisher. She fires a three off the back rim. No rebound. Ripped down by Madison Ross. Nice job by Madison. Gets to Raina Gully. Raina on the run across midcourt right side with under 3 minutes to play. Left wing, Sammy Thompson. Swing it to Casey Williams, right wing. Thought about the three, drives baseline, pulls up with an eight-footer. No good. Shaylee with a weak side rebound with the left hand, up and in.
Great job by Shaylee working the boards right there. She saw that ball coming free on the air ball. She was able to grab it and then take it. Like I said, she keeps it high and takes it right up to the rim.
Seven for Shaylee. Make it 25-6 Streaks. 2.5 minutes to play first half. Quichow, right baseline, out high right side to Myroff. Top of the key goes to Riley. Riley, right wing to Quichow. Quichow dribbles right, picks up and tried to get to Myroff. Knocked away by Sammy Thompson, and Sammy lost a handle on it. Coming up with it is Johnson for Peoria Christian. The Chargers. Johnson carried it, and yeah, they're going to call it. She completely lost the dribble, and instead of just picking up, which I thought she was going to do initially, she went ahead and tried to dribble again after she kind of caught it on her right hand. 2:04 to play first half. Streaks lead 25-6. They'll recognize all the Hall of Famers again here at halftime. They had the induction ceremony earlier today. We carried it here on WGIL. They did that in Hague Auditorium earlier today. This is Raina Gully with it, out high right side. And we'll talk to one of those inductees coming up as Sammy overthrew Shaylee trying to get it down on the block. Again, she was doubled down there. They had somebody fronting and behind her, and it would have been a tough pass to get in there anyway. So the Streaks turn it over with 1:48 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 25-6.
Well, the thing that the entry passer needs to understand right there is you can't throw a bullet pass high because it's going to go over their head high. You've got to put a little bit of arc on it so they can go up and get it. When you have a size disadvantage, it's almost, you know, just like throwing a jump ball in football. If you have the bigger receiver, you want them to be able to go get the ball at its highest point.
Fisher, top of the key, left side. It goes to Riley, 1:24 to play. Inside it goes to Mahassey. He missed the shot. Nice defense by Sammy. Sammy had the rebound but lost it. Fisher comes up with it, lays it up and in. On the left side, Madison Fisher gets her first basket, make it 25-8. Now Sammy Thompson out high left side, penetrates, kicks over, nope, pass stolen away or knocked away by Fisher, and Mahassey comes up with it. Jody Mahassey gives to Fisher. Fisher out between the circles. Right side it goes to Johnson, under a minute to play in the half. Now Ulm out high right side, back to Johnson on the right wing against Lexi Daniels. Johnson looks over the defense, swings it to Fisher out high left side. Now high post, it goes to Mahassey out to the left wing to Ulm. Now it's Fisher. Back to Mahassey, high post, hands off to Fisher. And, ooh, a reach is going to be called against,
I believe, Raina.
Yeah, that'll be your third if that's the case.
No.
Oh, no, they called Sammy for the push. Streaks get a break there, but that's the second on Sammy, but it would have been the third on Raina.
Yeah, I think you make that trade right there.
40.5 to play.
Yeah. Not that they want to lose Sammy either, but, I mean, if you have one player with three and one with one, you'd rather have two with two.
This is Johnson out high on the right side with 36 seconds to play to Fisher on the left wing with 34. As Kaylin Boydston now came in and replaced Raina. This is Myroth with it. Left wing Fisher, and it's knocked away by Kaylin Boydston.
I thought it was going to be
the Streaks ball. Yeah, because Kaylin knocked it away. I thought she knocked it off of Fisher because it went back the other way.
Yeah, that's what it looked like from our angle.
Peoria Christian will have it with 25.4 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 25-8. Fisher inbounds to Myroth on the left wing, working against Casey Williams. Penetrates, kicks it over to Riley. Now it's back to Myroth, top of the key, left wing to Fisher. Now between the circles, Myroth with 15 seconds to play. Myroth looks over the defense with 13, and it goes to Mahassey. Leans in, five-footer partially blocked by Lexi Daniels, and a late whistle. And that's
very late
against Lexi, I believe. Yeah, Lexi Daniels gets the call.
That's her second, so the Streaks now three players with two, Lexi, Sammy, and Raina, and that was a real late whistle. It was almost as if that official thought somebody else was going to make the call.
10.3 to play as the first free throw is up and good.
That's
by Jody Mahassey.
The first free throw they've taken in the game.
Just four baskets and a free throw for Peoria Christian. 25-9 streaks lead, 10.3 to play in the first half. Second shot up and good as well. Well, I'm sure they'd like to get to the free throw line more if they can shoot like that. Now it's Lexi Daniels with seven. And Sabrina Clay tried to get it to Casey Williams, knocked away with 4.6 to play. Streaks should be able to get a good shot at it with 4.6 to play. Casey Williams will inbound from the right baseline. Shaylee Florine, Sabrina Clay, and it comes to Lexi. Three-pointer right baseline, off the back iron, no. Rebound tipped out. It's Reyna with a three, off the back iron, no. Great presence of mind by Sabrina Clay to tip it out to Reyna. Couldn't hit the three, but we have played one half of basketball, and the Streaks are in the lead. After one half, it is Galesburg 25, Peoria Christian 10. We'll take a timeout, come back with Streaks Hall of Famer, the former Shannon Williams. Shannon Salmon will talk with us next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests by complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
There's a sense of pride in caring for people in the community you were raised. This is why Dr. Elizabeth Eiler moved back and joined the private practice of Dr. James Ruppel, specializing in adult and pediatric eye care.
As far as pediatric care, I typically see patients from the ages 3 and up. When it's warranted, I offer services such as early vision therapy treatment, such as patching.
Dr. Eiler treats patients with vision problems associated with diabetes, macular degeneration, and other health issues, and she's experienced in contact lens fitting.
I always check to see if there's an option that could be better for the patient. There are specialty types of lenses that can work for certain situations. Really high prescriptions or complications that come after certain types of refractive surgeries. I like to work with patients to try and get the best vision possible.
Both Dr. Ruppel and Dr. Eiler are welcoming new patients. Call for your appointment today at 345-2020 or visit them in the Cottage Medical Plaza, Suite 105 in Galesburg. Dr. Ruppel, because everyone wants 2020.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man age 45, non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage and $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-862-8376. That's 1-800-862-8376. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters at 1-800-862-8376 or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-862-8376. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks are leading the Chargers of Peoria Christian by a score of 25-10. We'll get a chance to talk with Shannon coming up in just a few minutes as they're actually introducing all the Hall of Famers. Of course, the actual induction ceremony took place earlier today over in Hegg Auditorium, which we carry live here on WGIL. But they're introducing all the Hall of Famers. Roger Coleman, former general manager of WGIL, getting introduced as a friend of Galesburg High School. Of course, Kyle Hunter, the current pitcher in the Seattle Mariners organization out there. Roland McDougal, a star in the 60s for the Streaks. Rob Long, 1980 graduate, three-sport athlete at Galesburg High School, played football at Monmouth College as well. Greg Whittle, a track and field and cross-country athlete for Galesburg High School, third place, I believe, track team, and also was part of the 2008 cross-country team that got inducted. I believe he was a state champion in the 1600 his senior year. Also was an All-American in college in both track and cross-country at Calvin College up in Michigan. A couple of Streaks girls basketball teams that got inducted. The 99-2000 and 2000-2001 teams getting inducted. this season. A couple of teams. It was kind of interesting to hear Coach Massey talk about that earlier today, in that the girls that were freshmen that graduated in that 2001 group never didn't win a regional, never didn't win a sectional, never didn't win a super sectional. I mean, that's pretty impressive. And I guess it was one of those where you just kind of expected it when you were playing there. And it's a nice thing to have going your way. Streaks lead it here at halftime, 25-10. And, of course, coming up immediately following Galesburg High girls basketball, of course, we'll have Galesburg High boys basketball tonight. The boys' side of it, they're undefeated and looking to win the championship of their side of the tournament. The girls have to win the game and hold Peoria Christian below 64 points tonight, which that things are looking pretty good at this point for the Streaks girls to win the championship here tonight. Well, let's see if we're going to be able to get Shannon up here and get a chance to chat with her about her days as a former Silver Streak athlete. Let's see, our find all my information here. Our we're going to run down the stats yet. Well, we'll hold off on that. See if we get a chance to chat with Shannon. But yeah, great to see a lot of the former girls and their. That played for some of the teams here, and a lot of the former Galesburg High School athletes that are here tonight at John Field Gym to support the Silver Streaks. 25-10 is our halftime score here at John Field Gym. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with you, and here's what the schedule looks like going forward as we wrap up the Thanksgiving tournament portion of things. Regular season games coming up for the Streaks as we head toward Christmas next. Galesburg back in action next Thursday night. They'll host the Moline Maroons, followed by a Saturday contest with the Dunlap Eagles here at John Field Gym. And it'll be Thursday, December 11th with the Quincy Blue Devils at Geneseo, Saturday the 13th. Rock Island, Monday, December 15th. And then it'll be the Illinois College Shootout where the Streaks will take on Jacksonville that Saturday, December 20th. And, of course, following that, the Christmas tournament. The Streaks no longer playing. They've disbanded the Charleston tournament, but we'll be basically in the same place at the Mattoon tournament this season, and I'm guessing there will be some of the same teams, or I'm not even sure who's going to be in that one.
Well, the Mattoon tournament's the one we've been at the last couple of years.
Okay.
And, it's a very similar group. This will be, I believe, our second straight year at Mattoon, and pretty much some of the same teams, but some of the other Charleston teams, I think they did play one last year at Charleston last year, and then last year I think was their last time doing that. So
all right, so that again coming up, we'll start December 26th with that tournament. Well, I'm not sure they've got the clock running down. I thought maybe they would delay or restart the clock after they introduce all the Hall of Famers at halftime. And here we're going to be joined by current Galesburg Hall of Famer. I don't think this is the first time she's been inducted. We're going to have to find that out from her. Halftime, Streaks lead 25-10 here on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. Let's get Shannon set up with the headset here. All right, joining us the former Shannon Williams, Shannon Salmon, a Hall of Famer, former Galesburg Silver Streak. Shannon, thanks for coming up tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit first about some of your memories as a Silver Streak. I'm sure mostly fond memories.
They've been amazing. Coming back here for the first time in 10 years, I think, just brings it all back. I'm ready to go. I want to go do it again.
You know, it's so fun for me. I was kind of talking with Eric off the air about watching Raina Gully play, and the way she handles the ball and handles herself on the court reminded me a lot of somebody else that was playing about the time you did.
Yeah.
See any similarities to her game and yours?
Yes, she's very aggressive, and she's quick.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things that takes care of the Galesburg offense.
So. Yeah, having confidence with the ball, which you did as well.
Yes, that came later for me, but to have it earlier like she does, to me, is outstanding.
Talk about some of your favorite memories. You know, I was listening to Coach Massey talking during the Hall of Fame ceremony about the girls that were freshmen starting on those two teams that going all the way through. You never didn't win a regional. You never didn't win a sectional. You never didn't get to state. I mean, what an incredible time. I mean, it was something, I guess, you guys just expected that as you're playing.
Maybe. I leaned into Ashley Shepherd and said, I didn't even know that. I had no idea that we won all of these games, and I knew we were good, but it's an indescribable feeling. It's something that you will never be able to. To me, college didn't even top this, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's the best time of my life in Galesburg.
I say it's hard to match with the crowds that you had supporting you, and you know, as Coach Massey talked about, you know, almost all the records at state for attendance. There's Galesburg fans involved.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We couldn't have done it without the support system of the community, and of course, Coach Massey, and the way he got us to play with chemistry is just unbelievable.
Shannon, thank you so much for joining us here at halftime. Enjoy the second half. Congratulations again on being named a Hall of Famer.
Thank you.
That is Shannon Salmon, the former Shannon Williams, joining us here at halftime. Shannon, thanks again. Our halftime interview brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Quick rundown of our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks led in scoring. Again, a balanced attack. Shaylee Florine was 7-6 apiece for Casey Williams and Raina Gully, 3 for Sabrina Clay, 3 for Lexi Daniels, 10 for 16 from the line, 1 3-pointer for Peoria Christian, 3 points for Jody Mahassey, 2 apiece for Tia Johnson, Madison Fisher, and Jordan Myroth. Second half just underway, so they didn't add any more time to the clock. Streaks have the basketball. Nice feed from Casey Williams to Shaylee Florine down on the left block. She turns and lays it up with the left hand and in. She's got 9, make it 27-10 Streaks.
One of the ways to combat the zone is that quick ball reversal. Streaks did it right there. Casey, right when she got the ball, went right inside to Shaylee, and the defense was still rotating. They were able to get the easy pass inside.
Myroth gets it back after Casey Williams nearly comes up with a steal. Now this is Fisher out high on the right side. Out between the circles, Johnson working against Lexi Daniels. Now swing it over to Riley. Left wing out between the circles. Again, this is Myroth. Myroth, left wing, it goes to Fisher working against Casey Williams. Out between the circles, this is Mahassey.
This is the most meticulous Christian's been all game long.
And I think partly credit the Galesburg defense. Now they get it in. Nice ball move. And they finally get it inside to Myroth, and she gets a pretty good look at it. Puts it up and in for two, make it 27-12 Streaks.
Well, Raina with a bit of a poor defensive play right there. She kind of spun, putting her back towards the ball and the player, so Myroth was able to get the pass down and take it right into the inside.
Another feed from Casey to Shaylee down on the left block. Lays it up and in. Great ball movement by the Streaks. The first pass went from top of the key from Raina to the high post at the free throw line to Sabrina. Went to the right.
Oh,
Alexi quickly
wow.
Back the other way to Casey and Shaylee. Now we got a foul. Who'd that go against?
It's going to go against Sabrina Clay, I believe. And the unfortunate thing was Fisher went inside with it. Sabrina stripped her. The ball was rolling across the floor because Shaylee didn't know where the ball was. Neither did Sabrina. It was heading towards the out-of-bounds line. And several seconds after the actual play, the official at the half-court line made the call. The baseline official, who was on top of the play, didn't call anything.
So where did the shooting foul come in?
Because the girl was heading towards the basket, but the strip happened well before she was shooting the basketball. I think Coach Massey might be a little bit more irritated with this call had the game been a little closer, because she was not in the act of shooting. In fact, she kept going towards the basket even without the ball. That's what confused Shaylee and Sabrina.
Mahassey missed the first, hit the second. That was the first foul on Sabrina. Top of the key, it's Raina. Left wing, Casey Williams. She'll fire the three. Got it! Casey Williams with 9. Her first three of the ball game, make it 32-13 Streaks. 6:10 to play, third quarter. This is Myroth. Gives right baseline to Mahassey. She'll dribble to the wing and...
Oh, don't call this on Sabrina.
Wow. So now, after it said that they were doing a decent job, they were kind of letting things go in the first half. That was a touch foul on Sabrina there. That is her second.
Well, I don't even think it was that, because what happened with Myroth tried to root Sabrina out with her rear end, and she pushed Sabrina to the baseline.
And now a really
makeup
quick,
call.
Really, really quick 5-second call. Streaks get it back on the turnover. Wow.
But we both know they don't do makeup calls.
No. Never. That was a quick 5. That was all I can say.
Count by twos.
Raina Gully brings it up for the Streaks. Midcourt gives out high left side to Casey Williams. Out between the circles, Lexi. Lexi Daniels, backdoor pass, Casey Williams down on the left block. Oh, Casey didn't go up with it. Kicked it out to Sabrina on the left baseline. Casey probably should have taken that one up. Probably would have drawn some contact, but kicked it back out, and the Streaks reset. Casey left wing, swing it to Lexi Daniels. Right wing, top of the key, Raina Gully. Swings the left side to Casey, back to Raina, top of the key. Now it gives to Lexi. Right wing, fires a three. Off the rim too hard. Rebound comes down to Myroth for Peoria Christian. 5:25 to play third quarter. Streets lead 32-13. I don't think we're going to have to worry about them getting to the 64-point mark.
No.
Myroth on the dribble, and it's knocked away by Sabrina. Oh, man.
And if that's on Sabrina, that's her third.
Nope. This one went against Casey Williams. They called her for a reach from behind. That's her first. Third team foul on the Streaks in the second half. Sammy Thompson in for the Streaks. Kaylin Boydson replacing Shaylee Florine and Casey Williams. 5:15 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 32-13. Galesburg boys basketball coming up next here on WGIL, WGIL.com, and TuneIn Radio as the Streaks take on the Pekin Dragons in their finale of the Thanksgiving tournament. Galesburg undefeated, haven't even been challenged as of yet on the boys' side. Myroth out high right side against Raina Gully. On the right block, Mahasi travel with it, missed the shot. Rebound tipped out and run down by Sabrina Clay. Nice job by Sabrina. Tipped it out, knew she couldn't get a good grip on it. Tipped it out and ran it down in the corner. Left wing, Raina Gully back out high to Kaylin Boysen. Right wing, Lexi Daniels down to the right block. Sabrina leans in with the right hand. Can't hit, but is fouled by Madison Fisher. That'll be her second foul. Sabrina Clay will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 3 points in the ballgame. She was 1-for-2 from the line in the first half.
So a good aggressive move right there.
Sabrina Clay at the foul line. First shot is up and good. Sabrina's got four. Make it 33-13 Streaks. 4:47 to play third quarter. Second shot for Sabrina Clay is up. That one is good as well. Streaks lead 34-13. This is Myroth. 3-on-2 break. Down it goes to Riley. Stops and had an easy shot and changed her mind. Could have probably had a 3-second call there. Now kicks it out to Myroth on the right wing. Top of the key, it's Fisher. Left wing, it's Riley. Now to Myroth, top of the key. Myroth working against Kaylin Boydston. Right wing, it goes to Johnson. Johnson directs some traffic, dribbles right, picks it up now, gives to Riley out high right side. Pass knocked away by Sabrina Clay. It's going to go back to Peoria Christian as Shaylee Florine checks back in. And Casey Williams does as well. And they will replace Sabrina Clay and who? Lexi Daniels. So it'll be Kaylin Boysen, Shaylee Florine, Sammy Thompson, Raina Gully, and Casey Williams for the Streaks. Ulm checking back in. Megan Ulm, she'll replace CeCe Riley for Peoria Christian.
Well, the Streaks have extended their lead in this halftime, but this has been a real slow quarter so far. Both teams kind of slugging along, and hopefully the Streaks can continue kind of on the pace they are, playing some solid defense here, but also getting the baskets when they're at the other end when needed.
Nice ball movement there by Peoria Christian. They just haven't gotten a shot out of it. Now Ulm fires a three out high and got it. Wow.
Their Megan first Ulm. Three.
And her first basket of the ball game, make it 34-16 Streaks. Quickly back the other way, Kaylin Boydston on the low block overthrew Shaylee again. She had two players around her.
I think she actually had three players around her. I thought that was a little bit of a rough pass right there for Kaylin to try to make because Shaylee would have had real poor position even if she had caught that ball.
3:48 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 34-16 and a full timeout called by Greg Myroth. We will take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
The reward should match the accomplishment. And at Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, it does. Don't settle for generic, old-fashioned wooden plaques that will end up covered in dust in a closet. Reward your team with quality, customizable 3D moldings they'll be proud to display. Ribbons, medals, trophies, Breedlove carries an impressive selection of engravable options to honor your hardworking athletes and scholars. Make the trip to Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee for mantle-worthy hardware they'll go the extra mile to bring home. Online at BreedloveSports.com.
Quickly get in the know with local news headlines right from your email inbox with a morning brief from WGIL News. It's free and delivered daily. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
3:45 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 34-16. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.com, and TuneIn Radio, Silver Streak Basketball. The girls looking to win the championship of the Thanksgiving tournament. This is Myroth, Peoria Christian with the basketball. Riley between the circles gives right to the center circle to Fisher working against Casey Williams. Switches to the left, now picks up, gives inside to Myroth in the paint, now kicks it out left wing to Ulm. She'll fire another three, actually right wing, missed it. And Kaylin Boydston with a rebound for the Streets. Kaylin on the run. down the right side, kicks it out to Casey Williams, right baseline. She'll penetrate, picks up, and looks for help. Gets to Shaley on the block, turns in, left hand no good, but she's fouled by Fisher, and that's going to be Madison Fisher's third foul. And Shaley Florine will go to the free throw line with two more shots. She's got 11, or let's see, 7. I have her for 11. The board has her for only 9.
I have her for 11. That would be 12.
Okay. Make it 12 now. She hits the first. So we're both right. 35-16 streaks. 3:13 to play here in the third quarter. Shaley at the free throw line. Second shot is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Ulm for Peoria Christian. Gives way to Myroth.
Wouldn't be the first time we've disagreed with the scoreboard in this tournament.
This is Ulm, right wing, gets to Myroth, stolen away by Raina Gully. Casey Williams comes up with a Casey on the dribble down the right side, lays it up off the glass and in. Nice take by Casey. She ran right up the defender's back. I think it was Riley, went right past her on the right side, laid it up and in, make it 37-16. Casey with 11 now, make it 37-16 streaks. Ulm, left wing, working against Sammy Thompson. Kicks it out to Johnson, left of the center circle, out high near the midcourt stripe. Nearly stolen away by Kaylin Boyson. She poked it away. Johnson gets it back. Finally gets control of it. Kaylin all over, and now she threw it away. Threw it right off the arm of Riley. Nice job by Kaylin Boydston defensively there. That could be a Dave's Autobody crunch time play of the game right there. What a great job defensively by Kaylin Boydston.
Yeah, good job by Kaylin. She does a nice job out there just kind of really pressuring the ball. When she locks someone down, she really does lock them down.
This is Kaylin with a high post to Sammy Thompson. Right wing, Casey Williams. Back to Kaylin. Left wing, it's Raina Gully. Her pass knocked away, stolen by Quichow. Now quickly down the other way. This is Mahassey. Out left wing, Quichow. Top of the key, it's Fisher. Shot blocked by Kaylin Boydston, and Kaylin gets the rebound. Another nominee right there. Two in a row for Kaylin Boydston. Right wing, Casey Williams with it. Spins. Drives in, kicks out to Kaylin Boyce, and out high right side. 1:55 to play third quarter.
She better be careful with that dribble. She's getting a little high with it.
Kaylin tried to get inside. Does get it into Shaley. She turns, lays it up and in.
I don't know how she got that ball in.
I don't either. That pass went through all kind of traffic, and they got there. Shaley's able to muscle it up and in, make it 39-16 streaks. Well, if you're expecting a boys pregame that was supposed to start at, it was supposed to be a 7:30 start, wasn't it? So it was supposed to be a 7:06 pregame. Well, we're way behind because we had an overtime game as there was a timeout called, a 30-second timeout called by, Peoria Christian. 1:36 to play third quarter. Streaks leading 39-16. Yeah, we're way behind. As soon as we finish here, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will take over. We'll have Silver Streak boys basketball. They'll take on the Pekin Dragons here tonight at John Field Gym. So we're pretty sure that for the Streaks to win the tournament, they have to hold Peoria Christian under 64 points or somewhere around there, which will not be a problem. But we're not sure what the exact format is. We asked a couple of people, and that's what assistant coach Andy Allison thought had to be.
I guess the rules technically say that the two teams if they tie, UT and Galesburg would both be champions. It's who gets possession of the actual trophy that's the question.
Yeah, because coming into today, you had Alleman, Galesburg, and UT all as Fisher travels. And that was another unforced error by Peoria Christian. Streaks get it back. The thing is, it's kind of a weird format because you've got three Western Big Six Conference teams in the tournament that don't play each other. The games don't count. Even the game with Alleman didn't count as a tournament game the other night. It was just a conference game.
Well, courtesy of Coach Schilt, supposedly the rules say that if there's two teams that tie, both are considered champs.
Lexi Daniels, three no good. Madison Ross with the rebound, but her putback, they called a jump ball. She tried to go back up with it. I thought somebody was on her arm, but they're going to call it a jump ball, and the possession arrow points toward.
Well, he also made the travel symbol. Okay
well.
Now he's saying no travel.
Yeah, should have been a jump ball. And the possession arrow points toward Peoria Christian. Okay. 1:12 to play in the third.
Who shot that ball?
Lexi. The Madison Ross had it on the putback, trying to put it up on the jump ball, but Lexi Daniels had attempted the three. This is Fisher with it on the right wing. Hands off to Myroth out high on the right side, working against Kaylin Boydston. 1 minute to play third quarter. Myroth gives to Fisher on the right wing. Puts it on the floor, picks it up. Knocked away by Madison Ross. Kaylin Boydston comes up with it. Kaylin on the dribble, left side. Picks up, swing it over to Lexi Daniels, right wing. Now back out high to Kaylin Boydston, right side, left wing. Sammy Thompson thought about the three, swung it over to Lexi Daniels. Now Kaylin Boydston, top of the key. Sabrina Clay, high post to Lexi Daniels. Back to Kaylin Boydston, left wing to Sammy Thompson. Between the circles, Kaylin Tried to get it over the top to Madison Ross. Madison able to knock it away and bring it in. Now, nice touch pass. Sammy Thompson, Madison Ross can't get the shot. Misses the second one, got partially blocked. Sammy saves it inbounds. Oh, they're going to say she stepped on the inline. What a great touch pass from Sammy Thompson to Madison Ross. And the Streaks are going to turn it over. Well, a nice hustle by Sammy. Tried to save it inbounds. They say she stepped on the inline of the process.
Yeah, it was a great touch pass. Unfortunately, Madison just didn't put enough on it.
17 seconds to play in the third. Myros stopped at the free throw line. 15-footer's too strong. Rebound comes down to Kaylin Boydston with 10. Kaylin on the dribble with 9. To Sammy on the run with 8. Lays it up. Partially blocked from behind by Myroth. It's going to go back to the Streaks as it's knocked out of bounds by Johnson. Nice defensive play by Jordan Myroth. As Raina Gully and Casey Williams check back in for the Streaks. 5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Streaks leading 39-16. Shaylee Florine checks back in as well.
Well, it should be Streak basketball, but nobody's gone to inbound it yet. Somebody's got to go inbound basketball.
Okay, now Casey Williams is going to step up and do that. In it comes to Raina Gully, top of the key. Right wing to Lexi Daniels. 1 second to play. Raina fires a long three, can't hit. Streaks used a little bit too much time that time. But after three quarters of basketball, the Galesburg Silver Streaks in control. It is Galesburg 39. Peoria Christian 16 will take a timeout and bring you the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Crady Insurance, your local Rocker Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Crady. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rocker Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Crady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Play Pick a Present in December on WGIL. Sign up for email clues to help you pick a present. Details at WGIL.com.
Streaks outscored Peoria Christian 14-6 in that third quarter. Streaks with a basketball to start the fourth. Nice over-the-top pass. Alley-oop from Raina Gully out high on the left side to Sabrina Clay under the basket right side. She gets fouled. Can't hit the shot. The foul is going to go against Mahassey, I believe.
No, it went against 32, which is CeCe Riley.
Okay, Riley picked up her second. Sabrina Clay goes to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. First one is in and out, no good. Sabrina with 5 points on the night.
And before that was 3 of 4 at the free throw line. She's had a little bit of a tough night shooting, only 1 of 5 from the field.
Second shot, no good. Rebound, Casey Williams tries to chase it down and hustling against CeCe Riley. Casey dives after it, but it goes off of Casey last. Ball's going to go back to Peoria Christian. 7:43 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 39-16. Inbound knocked away by Raina. Couldn't quite reel it in there.
Well, I don't think she was expecting for it to get just thrown to her. She went to swipe at it and then was like, oh, she's throwing it to me.
This is Myroth working against Raina. Ooh. Gets it across midcourt right side.
Myroth, I think, got away with a stiff arm right there, right to the throat area of Raina.
Now Myroth with it out high on the right side, working against Raina Gully. Strictly right-handed on the dribble. Now gives to Riley, back to Myroth, right wing. And her interior pass stolen away by Shaylee Florine, gives to Raina. Right wing, Lexi Daniels, back to Raina, top of the key. And she'll dribble right. They give her a lane. She scoops it in the lane, rolls it up and in. Nice move by Raina Gully. 8 points for Raina. She recognized the opening, didn't have anywhere else to go with the ball, took it to the basket, make it 41-16 Streaks.
Well, she does a lot of the twisting in midair. I think the last player we really saw that do that was Jessica Lieber.
Full timeout called by Peoria Christian. We'll take one as well. 6:59 to play. It's Galesburg 41, Peoria Christian 16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I've been selling cars since I was 14. And you know, people remember how you treat them. I'm Jim Boner from Cavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth. sure, I want to sell you a car. But it doesn't stop there. At Cavanaugh's, we want to sell you the car, and after that, the next one too. That's why we wrap up the sale in under an hour. And as always, we offer you a lifetime powertrain warranty on every new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, excluding diesels. During the big finish at Cavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth, nobody beats our deal. Nobody.
The Galesburg Boys Thanksgiving Tournament wraps up with the Pekin Dragons, the opponent tonight. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me for Streaks pregame coverage at about 8 o'clock tonight on WGIL.
6:59 to play. Streaks lead 41-16. Tom Aridiff and Eric Gibson here at John Field Gym. Coming up as soon as our game is done, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will take over for Galesburg High Boys Basketball. As they wrap up the Thanksgiving Tournament, they'll take on the Pekin Dragons. Streaks lead here 41-16. On the floor for the Streaks, Lexi Daniels, Casey Williams, Sabrina Clay, Raina Gully, and Shaylee Florine. This is Quichow, inbounds in the backcourt to Fisher. She has to run it down under the basket and has it in the backcourt, working against Raina Gully. Dribbles left, gives to Riley. Now between the circles, it's Mahassey. Mahassey looks for help, gives to Quichow on high right side. Looks over the defense, puts it on the floor to the right wing, picks up. And tried to get it inside, knocked away and stolen by Shaylee Florine. She'll give to Raina.
Steals now for Shaylee.
Yeah, Raina on the run with it. Now pulls up and has it out between the circles. Left wing, Lexi Daniels fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped out by Shaylee. Run down by Fisher for Peoria Christian. This is one of those, that even though the Streaks have a big lead, they just haven't seen like a big run. It's just been a gradual pulling away and pulling away. This team just keeps fighting. Right wing, it's Fisher. Right, Mahassey. Now it's Riley out high on the right side. Looks over the defense. And it's just been a really slow game because every time Peoria Christian gets into their offense, they're being very methodical with it.
Well, it seems more so in this half than they were last half. Yeah. I mean, in the first half, it seemed like a lot of the offense just went through Myroth. She just kind of operated, and then whatever she was able to get, they took. But that has not been the case.
Casey Williams knocked it away, able to tie up with Fisher, I believe, and the ball goes back to Peoria Christian. 5:54 to play, and it comes to Mahassey down the left block. Shot is no good. Rebound tipped by Lexi Daniels, and Raina comes up with it. She's bumped from behind by CeCe Riley. That'll be her third foul.
Interesting note on Jordan Myroth. She had a great season last year in which she was averaged 15 points per game, 4 rebounds a game, and 3.1 assists per game. But due to her breakout sophomore season and also the AAU circuit, she allegedly has an offer from Division I Southeast Missouri State and allegedly has lots of other D1 interests, according to the preseason notes from the Peoria Journal-Star, which that kind of surprises me with how right-hand dominant she is. And she's had, you know, I suppose by those standards, a very poor game in this one, only 4 points.
Casey Williams for three, no good. Sabrina with a weak side rebound, can't hit, but she's fouled by Fisher, I believe. Yeah, she's not a bad player, but I'm not seeing that. I would say she's a pretty decent small school player. From what we've seen tonight, competing in the Western Big Six night in, night out, I'm not seeing that she would even average double figures.
No. I mean, just alone in this game, she's 2 of 11. And both her makes were from inside the arc, so she hasn't really kind of had that glow to her, but maybe, you know, everybody has off nights, so maybe we're just catching her on
maybe they're looking at upside, I guess. I don't know. She has some good moves, but like I said, she is absolutely strictly right-handed handling the ball. She's got decent size.
I was just going to say. She does have size compared to a lot of the other guards on the floor, and we've seen her play inside and outside.
Sabrina Clay hits 2 free throws, make it 43-16 Streaks. And for Galesburg, Madison Ross, Sammy Thompson, Kaylin Boydson. They're in there with Shaylee Florine and Lexi Daniels.
Myroth back in the game.
Myroth across midcourt right side. And she does have some quickness, too. She's had some good moves, but again, pretty much going to the right, though. This is Myroth out right of the center circle with it. She went left that time and kept it in her right hand. Now on the right wing. Top of the key, it's Ulm. Back to Myroth, right wing. Puts it on the floor. There she goes with a left. Back to the right again. Now hands off to Johnson. And a bump foul is going to be called on, was it Sammy or Kaylin Boydston? Kaylin Boydston. That'll be her first. Fourth team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 5:07 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 43-16. Myroth will inbound from the right baseline for Peoria Christian. And it comes to Ulm on the right baseline. Now gets to Myroth down on the block. Got it up under the arms of Shaylee Florin. Laid it up and in. She's got six. And they get 43-18. Nice pass from Lexi Daniels to Madison Ross running the full right side. Madison lays it up and in. They get 45-18 streaks. Streaks worked the break well. Three passes. Kaylin Boydston to, or two passes. Kaylin Boydston to Lexi Daniels to Madison Ross. Now this is Johnson with the top of the key. Gives to Quichow. Swing it over to Myroth out high on the left side. 4:30 to play in the ball game. Streaks with a 45-18 lead. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up just after this one. Streaks and Pekin as Riley overthrows Myroth. Running the basket, tried to do a backdoor, but overthrew her. As the Streaks will bring in the freshman Hannah Huppenbauer, 6'1", and the sophomore Kylie Townsell at 5'5".
Well, that is the 17th turnover on the game for the Chargers, and two new players, well, Fisher and Mahassey back in for them.
Not good to have 17 turnovers and only 18 points.
No.
If you got 17 turnovers and 60 points, you're in much better shape.
Yeah.
Right wing, this is Sammy Thompson. Kaylin Boydston, swing it to Kylie Townsend, left wing. Between the circles, Kaylin Boydston picks up back to Kylie Townsend, left wing. Tried to pass, blocked by Myroth, then Kylie gets it back, and now going to be an over and back against the Streaks. As Kylie tried to get it back to Kaylin Boydston. I thought maybe Myroth had gotten a hand. I think that was the pass before.
It was the pass before. And, okay. You know, I think the size of Myroth really bothered Kylie right there. Kylie's got to learn that when she has a bigger player like that, you need to pass fake and reach around and get that pass around the side of the player as opposed to continually trying to just be straight up with them.
In the paint, Mahassey knocked away and stolen by Kaylin Boydston. Now Sammy Thompson's fouled from behind by Johnson. That'll be the 16th foul against Peoria Christian, her second foul on Tia Johnson. 3:49 to play in the ball game. Streaks with a 45-18 lead. This is Sammy Thompson out high right side. Miss Madison Ross was wide open under the basket. Now Kylie Townsend right wing, back out to Sammy. Left side it goes to Kaylin Boydston. Swing it to Kylie Townsend on the right wing. Dribbles left, gives to Kaylin. Swing it to Sammy Thompson out high left side. Now back to Kaylin Boydston near the center circle. She'll dribble between the circles with 3:23 to play. High post to Madison Ross. Kicks out to Sammy Thompson. Tried to get it to Kylie Townsend on the left wing. Got knocked away by Mahassey, and it goes out of bounds. Streaks will get it back on the far sideline with 3:17 to play. Sometimes you see the younger players. I've noticed this a couple of times when like when Kylie Townsend's gotten it on the wing, she's looking to get it right back out to the guard rather than even looking for the post player open underneath.
Yeah, and, you know, this is the time of the game. You're not coming in a real pressure cooker situation. That's a two as Sammy Thompson is right on top of the three-point line. And this is the situation where you should be playing a little bit more aggressively if you're the young players, because this is the time of game where you can show Coach Mass exactly what you can do and that you should get some more time.
2:53 to play. That makes it 47-18 streaks with a Sammy Thompson two. And now Sammy gets called for a push on Johnson. That'll be the third foul on Sammy, and that's the 15th foul on the streaks with 2:50 to play.
I believe we're a point away from the running clock, which I'm sure Jim and Brad would be more than happy to see.
Now underneath, Myroth with the left hand puts it up and in on the inbound play. Myroth with eight, make it 47-20 streaks. Sammy Thompson, right wing, swing it to Kylie Townsend, left wing, left baseline. Kaylin Boydston, 10-footer is no good. Rebound comes down to Myroth for Peoria Christian. Down it goes to Fisher. Fisher to Johnson running the full right side. Ooh, nice defensive play, I thought, by Madison Ross. As the thing was, Johnson was on the left side. She went up, tried to scoop it up with the right hand, right into the hands of Madison Ross, but Madison got called for the foul.
Jeez.
That's her second. So Tia Johnson goes to the free throw line with two shots for Peoria Christian. 2:27 to play in the ball game. First one bounces off, no good. Streaks lead 47-20.
Well, you know, and the strange thing right there, Tom, was that's pretty much textbook how you teach a player to strip another player that's going up with the basketball. But the official out on the half court's the one that made the call again, not the one on the baseline who was on top of the play.
Free throw no good. Streaks with it. Right wing, Sammy Thompson. To Kaylin Boydston between the circles. 2:15 to play. Out high left side, Kylie Townsend with it. Puts it on the floor. And her pass stolen away by Johnson. Johnson was just waiting for that one. Spins in the paint. Scoops it up with the right hand. No good. Madison Ross with the rebound. Gives to Kaylin Boydston. Nice down, long down court pass to Sammy Thompson. Left side lays it up with the left hand and in. Nice fast break again by the Streaks. Kalen Boyston to Sammy Thompson. Lays it up with a left hand. They get 49-20 Streaks. 1:53 to play. And a timeout called by Greg Myroff. I think, well, it's a full timeout. I thought maybe he was just going to get a player in, but he's taking a full timeout. We'll take a quick one as well. 1:48 to play. Streaks lead 49-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
1:48 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Peoria Christian Chargers 49-20. If you're expecting to hear Galesburg High School boys basketball with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee, you will eventually. Once this one gets done, we're way behind tonight. We had an overtime game earlier today. I think we were already behind a little bit. And then there was an overtime game, not the game before this. It was the game before that. And the game before this was a little bit long. And this one seems like it's been really long and drug out, even though there's not been many points scored.
Well, Coach Myroth definitely wants to take every opportunity to make this a learning experience for his team, as he's already used four of his five timeouts, and three of them, I believe, have all been in this quarter.
Peoria Christian with the ball. Down on the low block, it's Jessa Kaiser in. Shot up by Ulm, no good. Kaiser down with a rebound, partially blocked by Hannah Huppenbauer, and Kylie Townsend comes down with a rebound for the Streaks. Now Kalen Boydston. Down quarter goes to Sammy Thompson, left wing. Nice look underneath to Madison Ross, lays it up and in. Two nice assists from Sammy Thompson, and this time Madison is able to convert, lays it up and in, make it 51-20. Had the touch pass last time and another quick pass that time, make it 51-20 Streaks with 1 minute to play in the ball game. This is Ulm, right baseline to Quichow. Quichow on the dribble, gives to Kaiser. Back to Ulm on the right baseline. Out high goes to Riley on the right side. Back to Ulm on the right wing. And what's the call? Oh, he's calling a timeout just to get a player in, I think. 32nd time. He just wants to get, Coach Myroth wanted to get a player in. In comes Hannah Shaw. And 45.4 seconds to play.
Going out of the game is Quichow.
So this is Shaw with it. Gives to Johnson, out left of the center circle. Now goes to Kaiser. Now it's Riley, top of the key. Johnson, right wing, out high right side. Shaw, now to Ulm with the top of the key with 30 seconds to play. Still being pretty meticulous on offense and a bad pass. Actually, Johnson just lost it. Kalen Boyston comes up with it. Nice look underneath. Sammy Thompson lays it up and good. Nice look from Kalen Boyston to Sammy Thompson. She's got six, make it 53-20 Streaks. 17 seconds to play. This is Johnson with it, and she throws it away off the hand of Kaiser, and the Streaks will bring it the other way, and I don't even know if we'll get playoff as it's a continuous clock now with 5 seconds to play, and they're going to bring a sub in who's not going to even get to do anything, and so we'll get her name on the radio, though, Marilyn Showalter. Streaks win it. Final score, Galesburg 53, Peoria Christian 20. Streaks win it here tonight's, and well, as far as we know, they've won at least a share of the Thanksgiving tournament. We know that. We don't know if they won the whole thing or not, but they won at least a share of this Thanksgiving tournament. The Streaks move to 6-0 on the season. Peoria Christian drops to 3-3 on the year. Before we wrap things up here, let's go ahead and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Well, let's see. I'll give you a couple of nominees. Kalen Boydson made a really couple of nice, really, really good defensive plays there in that. I guess it was early in the fourth quarter. He had Sammy Thompson with a couple of nice assists. Well, one, Madison Ross wasn't able to hit the shot, but able to convert on the other one. Then Sammy also, on an assist, had a nice left-handed layup. So I'll give you your choice. We go with the defense on this one or the offense?
I think we go with Kalen. She had a real nice game. She had three steals, three assists, a block, six rebounds, so a nice all-around game for Kalen. Even though she didn't get any points on the board, she did what we've kind of seen Kalen do all season long, which is set a tone defensively and also with her ball handling and running the offense.
So Kalen Boydston, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave's. Streaks win it here, the final, Galesburg 53. And Peoria Christian 20. And we probably don't have time to take time to run down the scoring for us. But we'll just go ahead and we're going to wrap things up here. Come back. We will have Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee, Galesburg Silver Streak boys basketball. Finally, we'll get that to you on Hall of Fame night here at Galesburg High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Pekin Dragons coming up next. GHS girls winning here tonight. 53-20 was the final score. Thanks to Eric Hansen, our studio engineer, for Eric Gibson. I'm Tom Erda saying good night from John Thiel. Jim, back with boys basketball next on WGIL and WGIL.com.